eyes and sweet words designed to charm. By 6 or 7 in the evening, across the city, in all the slick new restaurants with dozens of craft beers and encyclopedic wine lists, corks were being pulled. Freezing cold vodka and gin were slapping against designer ice cubes in shiny clacking shakers, with concoctions designed by a mixologist whose star was ascending on a trajectory matched with his ambition. Hip young patrons in fedoras and tight pants, impossibly high heels and short skirts, picked at small plates of house-cured salami and caponata. At less glamorous watering holes, Crab Dip was sitting on an undistinguished cracker. Boiled peanuts dripping with saline goodness were being cracked open, and pop-tops were popping. An afternoon cocktail was a sacred tradition in the Holy City, and had been as far back as the war. Charlestonians, natives, and the imported did not fool around with traditions, no ma'am, even if your interpretation of tradition meant you'd prefer iced tea to bourbon. When the proper time arrived, the genteel privileged, the hipsters, and the regular folks paused for refreshment. If you were from elsewhere, you observed. We were so much more than a sea-drinking city.